Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Oh, what a wonderful being out of that back room. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Tom said we should skip purgatory. Thank you, Lord. Are we there? Are we there yet? We're going to sing tonight. We're going to leave that purgatory. We're going to bring ourselves to heaven tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Going right for the dessert. That's what we want, right for the dessert. I like that. The only thing that's missing, I told Irene before, my tambourines. All those who know me, my tambourine's missing.
Well, I have a little
Where's
something.
My tambourine
I
can, choir.
A little something to share. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing to the Lord a new song, a hymn in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. The people of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name in festive dance. Make music with tambourine and lyre.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bring out those tambourines. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just a few prayer meeting notes and reminders. ABC, you've heard that before. Audible, brief, and Christ-centered. Thank you, Lord. So many times during a prayer meeting, we exercise our gifts that God has given us. And some of those gifts might be prophecy, might be a word of knowledge, a message for us from God. And certainly feel free to come forward, to be audible. I think you probably need to come up to the mic so everybody could hear you. Don't have to be brief if God gives you a long message, that's for sure. And we'll keep it Christ-centered. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate the Lord. Irene has a psalm for us.
Then the just will be glad. They will rejoice before their God. They will celebrate with great joy. Sing to God, praise the divine name, exalt the rider of the clouds. Rejoice before your God, whose name is the Lord. Father of the fatherless, defender of widows, this is the God whose abode is holy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Right here, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Tom said we need to celebrate, and we do need to do that. So tonight we're going to celebrate for sure, but all our lives we should be celebrating that love the Lord has given to us. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit resides in us, and it should be those gifts that we receive from the Holy Spirit should make us have that holy boldness to go out and preach the Lord and celebrate the Lord to others. Thank you, Lord. I praise the Lord. Thank you, Sammy. I appreciated Tom's mention of tell somebody to go to church. How many here have told somebody to go to church? Yes, yes, yes. Great, great, great. We need to do more of that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, got me thinking a little bit. What other things can we do? Can we share with each other? What other things can we do to celebrate the Lord to others? Does anybody have any words on that? Anything that they do now to celebrate the Lord?
Prayer what? Meetings.
We're always inviting at our prayer meeting, and you know, we always need to invite. And so, you know, invite somebody to the church, but invite somebody to the prayer meeting too. Yes, Lord. Our prayer meeting last Tuesday night was really special. Some of our prayer groups here, so you know, they'll know what I'm talking about. But we had several guests at our prayer meeting. They just come in, and Morgantown's interesting because a lot of different people come here and there. And last Tuesday night we had a young man come about halfway through our Bible study. Just when we're just finishing our Bible study. We're in Revelations. We're at the last chapter of Revelations right now. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful book. And this young man came to the door, and I said, well, come on in. You know, come on in. And he came in, and came in with two dogs. Just happened to be traveling past through Morgantown. Needed a place to get out of the weather, I guess. I don't know. It wasn't that bad a day. But he came in with his two dogs, and his dogs just laid down there and attended the Bible study also. So we invite everybody. Praise the Lord. I found out later they weren't dogs. They were timber wolves. And he was traveling. Interesting personality. He was traveling from Florida. Got through Kentucky somewhere. I know some folks from Kentucky here. Went through Kentucky and got to Morgantown. And he was traveling up upstate New York. We had prayer for him. And where's Mary Louise? Where is she? She was here earlier. I know she's helping Rose out. He needed a place to stay. So he said he had a tent and he just needed to be in a safe place. And Mary Louise offered her yard. So I know he stayed overnight with the dogs in the tent. Praise the Lord. And then in our parish is wonderful. He needed a bus ticket also. And our parish helped him out with a bus ticket with the two dogs. So we pray that he got there good. Lynn, yes. They were pups. They were 11 months old. They were identical as far as I could see. One had a red collar, one had a blue collar. That's the only thing I knew. That's right. Moonshine and whiskey. You got it. You got it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, wherever two or more are gathered in the Lord's name, He is in our midst. And we talk about doing something for the Lord, and I don't think people realize that whether they have a prayer meeting or they go to a Bible study or whether they get together with one other person and share the Lord, share Scripture, they're doing something for God. And, you know, there are people maybe that are shut in, so they don't get out very often. They can bring someone in. They can invite someone into their home. Any of you could invite someone into your home and just talk about God. Read a few scriptures, and you're inviting God into your home.
Yeah, we all belong to different communities, and you know, we have a community here today. And I mentioned some. I know some folks from Kentucky are here, and some people from Virginia. I know there's folks from Morgantown or Fairmont, and a couple from Charleston. Where else? Bluefield. Falls Mills. Huntington. Thank you. I don't know about that. We're blue and gold up in the north.
We still love you, though.
Chesapeake, Ohio. Where is she? I just met her a little while. There she is. Praise the Lord. The other side of the river, right? Huntington. The correct side of the river, she said. Pennsylvania. Tom, let's see. My friends from Bobtown. My friends from Bobtown still here. Bobtown, but they had to leave. Okay. Yeah, Mary and Mike from Bobtown. We've been missing them in our prayer meeting. And I want to talk a little bit about prayer groups, because I know there's a prayer group in Fairmont. Meets every Monday night. Praise and worship. And every second Monday of the month, there's a charismatic mass at Immaculate Conception Church in Fairmont. If you're up that way, join its wonderful celebration there. The Light of Life prayer group meets on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night. More than 40 years. Yeah. Every Tuesday night. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know there's some first timers here. Some old friends get together you know, it's so great just to be here together and renew acquaintances and make new acquaintances. You know, and we're here to encourage. That was another word that Tom mentioned today, maybe last night. Encourage. We need to encourage each other. And one of those things I know at the Light of Life prayer group, we always take time, or in each one of our prayer sessions, is to share with each other how God has worked in our lives. And we always share and builds up the body of Christ. We just learn from each other how God is working for us. And so tonight we want to share also a little bit. You guys were in small groups today. And we want to ask somebody from each small group to come forward.
We're going to start with the women. And whoever was in group one, if you can have one person from your group just get up and state how your day went, what the feeling, overall feeling was from the group of women, whether they enjoyed it or they didn't. You can share something as long as it's not confidential. So where's group one of the women?
We don't have any volunteers. We have a volunteer?
Yeah.
thank you.
We had a great group. It was a small group, but I feel like we got a lot accomplished. We learned about each other, we prayed together, and to me that touched me more than anything is that we felt God's presence in the room with us the whole time we were there, and we were sharing the Holy Spirit. And we just, leaving out of here today or tomorrow, I have no doubt that each and every one of us in here will take the Holy Spirit with us. And we truly are the light of the world.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, women's group two. Thank you.
There was a women's group number
women's
two.
Women's group two. Where's Teresa? She gave me this.
Group two.
Okay, you can
well,
wait.
Well, how about
three?
All right.
Very aggressive bunch.
Thank you, Mary.
Which one are you, Mary? Two. Oh, two. Good. See, there wasn't two.
Well, I think we can identify with everything that you said that you experienced in your group. In addition to that, what touched me was to learn the crosses that we all carry. Sometimes, you know, you meet people on a day like today and everyone's happy and upbeat and you see the joy, but then you get to learn a little bit about them and you see that many of us have had great sorrows in our lives, and yet, with the help of the Lord, we've carried those sorrows and we've transformed them into something very useful. Something very useful and rather than destructive. So that's something that I think we all experienced in our group. I can certainly say for myself, I did experience that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mary.
Ladies, group three.
Hi, I'm Kim, if you don't know
me.
First of all, when we first started, I was kind of nervous about leading the group. I'm normally never nervous about leading anything, but I was kind of nervous this time. And the first part, we got to know each other, and that was really valuable. And we discovered we had some similarities. And from that, we took the sheet that we were given, and we could find some focus to that. And we thought that the Holy Spirit is there, and his limits are indefinite and infinitive. They go on and on. They're not limited. We limit the grace of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And we talked an awful lot about that. And in discussing everything, we invited some guests to our prayer meeting. Saint Monica,
all right.
Saint Augustine, Saint Ambrose, Blessed Mother Teresa.
Wow.
Saint Pope John Paul II. And we talked just about and prayed for all of our needs. And I think in the final prayer, I still feel it. That's why I'm going like this. There was a power that came through me. And I had to really work hard not to push Teresa down. I felt this, and I felt it going throughout the whole building. And I saw a light coming through during the prayer that is just there. And God's limitlessness of the Holy Spirit is here for all of us. And that's what we were taking. But also, we have an untapped resource that we really don't think about a lot. The power of the communion of saints.
Yes, Lord. Wow. Yeah.
And we ask them and invite them into our lives, and they'll be there for us.
Yes, yes. Praise you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, group four.
Looks like Irene's checking them off up there.
Come on. Come on.
Ah.
Come on.
There she comes, Carol. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm waiting for a volunteer for my group. And,
we were the group that was late. Yay. Praise God. We spent a lot of time in prayer. Thank the Lord. We began our sessions. Dom, you were instrumental in our sessions. A lot of things you said came up. But we began by inviting the Holy Spirit to sit down with us and to be with us today. And we found in our differences a lot of commonality, the same things that you all have said. And in our commonness, we found the saving grace of God played such a key part in each of our lives. So we thank the Lord for bringing us together today, for making us our own small community. And the prayers were powerful. The prayers were shared. And each person, I think, was totally blessed. Yeah. So I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Group number 5.
Anne Marie.
Group number 5. Praise oh, here she you. Comes,
thank
Anne Marie.
You. Thank you.
So we were group 5, and it's pretty amazing to me listening to group 1, 2, 3, and 4 talk about the things that they discussed, because we discussed the exact same things. The communion of saints, for example, is alive and well with us this weekend. Just getting to know one another and sharing stories, our joys and our sorrows. This is only my second conference here, but last year when I left, and this year when I'm leaving, I feel like I have another set of sisters, you know, good friends that I'll keep forever now because of our little small group and being together.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Emily.
Group number 6.
Hi, I'm Lynn. Group 6 started out with 6 of us, and the second session there were 5. Not for any particular reason other than somebody had to drop out. So 6 of us in the beginning shared the questions, responded to them, compared them, as you said, like some of the similarities that were with Tom's presentations. The key word that kept coming up in, well, there were two really, was welcome and communication. And we have.
You're popping.
Yeah. I thought the feed was working good around here. What happened? Mention the word communication and look what happened. So, speaking of communication, the angel Gabriel is the patron saint of communication. Does anybody know why? Duh. Come on.
Delivered that first message.
And there you go. And today is one of Mary's feast days, the Feast of the Assumption. So that's kind of like connect the dots. But communication came up in so many varied ways, like how can you carry the message to others without being overly obvious and pounding them for what they should do, but to give them a subtle reminder that they're thought of. A card, a phone call, a visit. They're all things that are within our ability to do and to carry the message to our brothers and sisters, whether they're family, co-workers, somebody at the grocery store that's having a bad day, give them a smile. You know, that's the Christian message, and it's very, very basic and very simple. We also shared about the things that we do not have power over, being concerned with one day at a time. If we're having particular difficulties, to keep the faith. And feed each other with that faith with a positive attitude. And then the other message about welcome, that came real, real close to me because coming to this pastoral center on a regular basis, and then sometimes someone's not here to welcome you, someone that you might have seen last year and Now they're not. You know, those wonderful memories, how they're intertwined with how this group carries the message of Christianity and how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. And during our final ending there, with each one of us laying hands on the other and praying, I heard the names Monica and Saint Augustine from the same person during a prayer. So, as you say about the communion of saints, they're with
yes,
us, you know.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. Okay, group seven.
Well, we too had an awesome group. We had a great experience. And I too feel like I have new sisters in Christ. It was just the sharing, the first part of the first meeting that we met, we shared with each other, and just the miracles in each one of our lives that had happened, as well as the crosses that we carry. And it was just a beautiful experience, and the Holy Spirit was so present, and the gifts of the Spirit just flowed. This evening we met, Taffy and Sharon joined our group, which was a great experience as well, and we had our time of prayer, and it was just amazing to me the comfortableness that we were each able to share about our lives, with ease the good and the troubles, and we were able to pray, and I felt like our prayers, the Holy Spirit just flowed through each of us, and the gifts were so present. The one thing that was different about our group is that Josephine from Nigeria, and now she lives in Kentucky, we got to learn a lot about the charismatic Catholic faith in Nigeria, which was really wonderful to learn about, and just how her faith is so contagious, and she really shared with us and what they do in Nigeria. So we really had a blessed time with each one of these women, and I thank each one of them, and they've each one touched my heart, so thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Is it time for the men?
Yes, it is.
All right. Could I call the men?
No. God. Men's group. There are three. Am I right?
Number one.
Number one.
I like to go in reverse order. So Irene says number one. Someone from the men's group. Mr. Alex, where are you? Oh, you're being nominated.
Well, I wasn't expecting this. Thank you. You're off my prayer list. But anyway, one thing that we prayed that the Holy Spirit would be present in our men's group, and what we discovered, at least I did, was that we as men, in our group, it was okay for us to show our concerns, our sorrows, our needs. We didn't put on any airs. There was no macho-ism in our group. We showed our weakness, and we showed the need for God to be in our lives and in our families. So God was the only person. There was a macho man in our group.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, I'm a little disordered. So, someone from the third men's group. I want that number three. Who's from the men's group number three? All right, thank you.
Even though we had a very small group, we were able to get to know each other by sharing our journey towards the Holy Spirit. And we also were able to see some parallels between our journeys and the themes that we were hearing today, such as how other people got us involved, invited us, and also in that sometimes we don't always know where things are going to lead us. And so it was very, very enjoyable.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Praise you. Thank you. All right. You think I'm going to call group number two, but I'm not. I'm going to call there was a young person's group. Do you have somebody, Sammy, in your group who'd want to come forward? Oh, all three. All right. Yes, 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 yes.
I just wanted to, let's praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, we talk about the cloud of witnesses, and I know they're giving each other high fives, and like they're so proud of us right now for the way we're glorifying God right now. They're like, oh yeah, there's our brothers and sisters. We're so proud of them. And I know that's what's going on in heaven right now. Praise be to God. This group was a divine appointment from God. That's the only way I could speak of that.
Do you girls mind if I share?
Okay. Parents, do you mind if I share? We did a Bible study. The Holy Spirit was totally in control. We did a Bible study the first half on the baptism in the Holy Spirit to build their faith, for faith comes from hearing, hearing the Word of God. And I'm so proud of these girls. Yeah.
Okay. High five, high five.
So what happened was, afterwards, I said, girls, bring a Bible. We did further Bible study, and we prayed for this lovely young lady to receive baptism in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came with fire and love. So it's praise God.
Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
And after she basked in the presence of the Spirit for a few minutes, I said, now it's time for you to pray over your little sister to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So she anointed her little sister with oil, anointing oil, and prayed over it. We prayed, and she received the Holy Spirit,
thank
baptism
you, Lord.
Of the Holy Spirit. And then we looked at pictures and shared time with one another. And, you know, what we are taught, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I believe when we invite God's will into our lives, he really comes if we do that with a sincere heart. And that's all I can say. So, number one, I want to give these young ladies a round of applause for how proud I am. But more importantly, I want to give the power of God a round of applause for anointing his children.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise. Did I forget a group? Group two. Who's from group two? Save the best for last. They're pointing to each other. Okay. How about a whole group two? Come on up. All right.
Wow. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you, Rodney.
We had just an amazing time of sharing. I felt so blessed after hearing my brothers walk with the Lord, the way that the Lord had touched them and brought them into their born-again experience, the way that God was transforming them in their lives over extended periods. I mean, just really, really amazing. And I guess that's what struck me the most, is that God started at one point, and then he kept moving us on and on and on in our lives. It wasn't just one time that he was giving us this great blessing of transformation, but that had been renewed over and over and over again over these years. Praise God for that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why are we all here today, this weekend? You know, it's that to be renewed in the Holy Spirit. I mentioned it just now. To reignite that Spirit in us. Tom mentioned receiving that Spirit again and again and again. To renew our lives, to refresh us.
To stir into flame that which I have put in your heart, 2 Timothy 1:6.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Continue to pour into us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tom talked about recalling the first time we were baptized in the Spirit. And I'm not sure, I'm assuming here, maybe there's some people who weren't baptized in the Spirit yet. But for those who were, recalling that first time. And we got to talking, and a few of us talked outside, you know, and it really, really sends you back a little bit. And some people, you know, remember it very vividly. And some don't remember. It's been a while. Maybe don't recall the exact details. I have to tell you my story. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It was in 1984. April of 1984. And I was invited. I was in my 30s, and I was invited by some college students to come to their apartment for an apartment blessing. And I've never been to an apartment blessing before. I don't know how many people have. And then maybe you know about Morgantown. Morgantown has this section of town called Sunnyside. And it's kind of a famous section of town. Woohoo, okay, you've been there. Back in the 80s, it's nothing like that today, but back in the 80s, I think every other building, every other house was a bar. And so it was a place where a lot of college students went during the week, the weekends, during the day, just all the time. And so I'm wondering, I'm going to a Sunnyside house blessing. This is very unusual. I just was anticipating, you know, and didn't know what was going to go on. Very good friend, Father Jude Milley. He was, many people here know him. Thank you, Lord, for him. He was going to bless the apartment. So there was three college students who were sharing the rooms together, and Father Milley and myself and Irene were there. And here I was going to watch a blessing of an apartment, and I was blessed. Those students prayed over me. And I received the Holy Spirit right then and there. Prayed in tongues, first time in my life. Didn't know anything about the prayer of tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So it brought back some real memories for me, Tom, and you know, reigniting that. We need to reignite that over and over. So praise the Lord. Does anyone else here want to share? I know our prayer group, usually about once a year, we all share how we received the Holy Spirit for the first time. Does anybody here want to share? Come on, Lynn. Thank you, Lynn. Come on forward.
Oh, this is a wonderful opportunity. Thank you. Thank you for letting me volunteer. Somewhere between 2009 and 2010, I had been studying a book called The Pentecostal Movement in the Catholic Church. And in that book, there was a mention of prayer groups and places that you could go and you could learn about the Holy Spirit and so forth. And I found myself going to St. Francis de Sales at first and then later to St. John's, which the same group joined. And in 2010, there was a trip to the Holy Lands. And I took advantage of that trip, my booming.
You're popping.
And as I was in the Holy Lands, I remembered about the baptism in the Spirit that I had read in that book, Pentecostal Movement. And Father Patsy was our director. And I said, Father Patsy, do you think it would be possible for me to receive the baptism in the Spirit in the Holy Lands? And he said, well, we usually do that. Look, there he is. We usually do that in Jerusalem. Well, as the trip came to an end and Jerusalem came and went, I had not been baptized in the Spirit at that particular time. And I thought, well, if it's not going to happen this time, maybe it's not meant to be. We went to a place, we were walking along the back road, and we were going to what was called the upper room, a little chapel there. And the road was Emmaus, the road to Emmaus. So as we entered into the church and Mass was held, and at the end of the service, Father Patsy made an announcement, if there's anybody here that would like to be prayed over, if you would like to have a baptism in the Spirit, and I thought, oh, this is my chance. And I flew to the front of the, got up there, and there were two ladies. I know one of them was Teresa. I'm not sure who the other one was. And I received the baptism in the Spirit in the Holy Lands on the road to Emmaus, and you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, when we share with each other, it builds up the body of Christ. Anybody else? Come on, you have a story. I know it. I know it. Stephanie, thank you.
So this was a few years ago, and I'd had a really special time one morning with the Lord, and I have a little prayer closet in my bedroom. And so I was praying and worshiping. I had music on and just had a really, just felt the Holy Spirit's presence so strongly. So it was time for me to pick up my kids. So I went, got in my car, and I turned the music up real loud, and I'm driving up towards St. Francis, and all of a sudden these words start coming out of my mouth, and it startled me. And I had to slow down. I'm like, what just happened to me? I didn't know anything really about it. And so I get my kids, and I'm still kind of a little bit startled. Well, I was asked to go pray for the election. It was an election year, it was a few years ago, and one of the women there was speaking like that. So I asked her, and she shared it with me and taught me about it. Well, shortly, a little bit after that, a little ways after that, Beth Burrow had been inviting me to come to one of these conferences for a few years, and I finally just felt the Lord say, it's time. The first one I came to, and I think I'm saying his name right, Father Stefan. It was that one. It was amazing. And what I remember most about it, and I'm very new with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, a few months here, was he had everybody hold hands. And the one thing that I remember is Jim in particular, because he started laughing. Remember, we got the gift of laughter, and I'd never seen, because he was praying, and we thought it was serious, and they started laughing, and it got contagious. It was beautiful. And I mean, the witnesses that came forth from that conference, that was really, I really fell back in love with my Catholic faith at that conference. It was, I felt home. I can't even describe the presence of the Holy Spirit, and just being in that conference taught me so much. So, and do you remember that, Jim? It was just, the different expressions that came through all of us that were here. I mean, there were tears, there was laughter, there was, you know, slain in the spirit. There was all kinds, and it was just, the presence was so felt. So that was life changing for me, really life changing. So, I'm so thankful for each year I come. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Stephanie. Like I said, it builds the body of Christ. Wherever we are, driving the car, on Grant Avenue in Sunnyside, you know, wherever. Praise the Lord. In Emmaus, and the road to Emmaus. Thank you, Lord. You know, gifts. You mentioned, yes. Please come forward. Elsa, right? Elsa. Ah.
Probably everybody that I talk to knows that I've lived in Colorado for a long time. And a friend of mine said to me one day, would you like to go to Vail with me? They're having some sort of a Christian thing up there. I thought, well, I've never been to Vail. I'll go ahead and go. What the heck? I didn't go to church at the time or anything. Never even thought about God much. As a matter of fact, when people ask me what my goal was, money was my goal. That's what I wanted. That's all I wanted was money. So we went up to Vail on a Friday night. It was a weekend thing. And we walked into this place where everybody was standing up like this. And I'm going, what in the heck is this? I got to put my hands up like that. So I stood there like this the whole time. Boring. And the next day, Francis McNutt was the one that was ahead of the whole thing, was talking, and everybody was listening, and he just said, ask Jesus to come into your heart. And so I was walking around, you know, after we got done with that, and I just kept saying, Jesus, would you please come into my heart? I would really like that. So that night, we were there, not me, and they said, now we're going to pray, and there was a nun, Francis McNutt, and a Methodist minister. They were going to pray over you, and all the lights were turned off in the back, and my friend said, well, go on and go. I said, what do you mean go? What are we doing? And so I went back there, and I went up and I stood by these three people, and they didn't even touch me, and I went down. and I was down for 3 hours crying my eyes out. I was crying and crying and crying, and a big man came up to me, and his name was Michael. And he took my hand, and he went like this, and he said, "Be still, you're being anointed in the Lord." And his name was Michael, and all I could think of was, of course, St. Michael. And I still cried for 3 hours, after, you know, the full 3 hours. And they just about had to carry me back to the room. And then I lay there in bed and cried and cried and cried and cried. As a matter of fact, I cried for a whole year. I never stopped crying. Every time we'd go to church or mass, I'd cry. We'd go to healing masses, I'd cry. I cried on Good Friday, Easter Sunday, every day of the week, because I was so in love with Jesus, I couldn't stand it. I had to get close to Jesus. And I would have things happen to me I never had happened to me before. Like you could just feel yourself just being flowed with the Holy Spirit. It was incredible. And it didn't go away. And when I went back to work, everybody said, "What's the matter with you? You look so different. You look,
yes, Lord, yes,
something
Lord.
Happened to you." And of course, you can't share it with everybody because they think you're crazy. But I did share it with some people. But I was so in love with Jesus that there was nothing in the world that was more important. And I gave up a job that paid me $50,000 a year 10, 15 years ago. That was a lot of money then. I gave it up because I couldn't stand not being close to Jesus. So I'm not very rich now. I don't have hardly any money, but I've got Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
When I came in here, I was grumpy. I didn't want to talk to anybody. Why do I have to wait on the Lord all the time? I don't want to wait on the Lord. So I go into the room over here, the sacramental room, and I sat there and I asked Jesus to please send this Holy Spirit down to me. And he did. And when I went back to those meetings, I was in a really good mood.
Thank you.
Forward.
He fills us up. He fills us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Elsa. Stephanie, I think, mentioned gifts, and we talked about the gift of tears, and Elsa certainly had dipped tears for a while. Jimmy with the gift of laughter. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Such wonderful, wonderful gifts the Lord provides for us, the Holy Spirit gifts. And, you know, I was thinking one of the things we share with people, you know, how do we celebrate our faith, our witness? So we share those gifts. We give those gifts. And the more we give those gifts away, the Lord just pours more gifts on us. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. So as we celebrate, let's share those gifts. Let's share those gifts.
You know, we want to understand that we are God's flock. And God is so faithful to us. I'd just like to read you a few things. "Enter. Let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For this is our God, whose people we are, God's well-tended flock."
Amen, amen. Amen. I'd like to ask the music ministry to come forward and play some more for us. Thank you. You know, that enter, we need to enter in. We have a song. Let's lift our hearts up again. Let's stand and praise the Lord. I forgot to thank the music ministry. Such a wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lord.